Carrick 955, the wash up. Thanks to Goddings Kubota's Platinum Excavator dealer, Tom King, in the chair this afternoon ahead of our Richmond Collingwood broadcast. Werribee Central's and Geelong West Giants last night was one of only two games played on Saturday in GDFL Round 4 action. The Centurions 11-11-77 over the Giants 8-12-60. They kicked 3-3-1-1 in the final term after leading by just 3 points at the final change. And the coach of the Centurions is a man that we'll speak to for the first time on the wash up, Nick Smith. Nick, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win, but firstly, congratulations on a great start to the year. 3-1 is probably something that you might have hoped for, but not expected coming into the year.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tom. Yeah, we're very excited with the start, especially because we knew we had Inverleigh as part of our first set of games and that was going to be a tough one. We feel like we've won the ones that we're within our reach at the moment, and so 3-1's a great start. Yeah, we're really happy.
Yep, you hold Central's near and dear to your heart, having played in three premierships with the club, and you've come back and a real focus on Central's players and maybe those who'd gone out into the Western Region League, getting those back, but also developing within. It's fair to say you're pretty young as a footy side.
Yeah, I think we worked out that last night we had 16 players 20 and under, which is pretty exciting. For me, it just means that you're investing into a real raw young group of players, which I love. And I mean, even last night, our five best players were all 19 years old.
So building, do you change your expectations going forward? What were your expectations? You and I did speak pre-season. You said, look, we'll just see what unfolds through the year, but you thought at your best you could challenge the upper echelon?
Yeah, and it's interesting because it's such a young group. I think I said to you at the time, I don't think they know what they're capable of, and so therefore, because I'm new, it was hard for me to know what they may be capable of too. But I think now we're starting to see that our good footy and certainly our best footy is good enough. I mean, we even ran over the top of Inverleigh, in the last quarter of that game as well. So we know that our best is good, but because they're young, I find we're probably a bit inconsistent with that. And so I think if we could address that, then certainly it'd be fair to say that your lid is a lot higher if we can become consistent. But yeah, I think I said to you early on that our first commitment was we had to be better than last year. No one was happy with that. And also that we wanted to be competitive and we wanted to be relevant. There's a bit of a sense around the whole club that from a GDFL perspective, we've become a bit irrelevant. Just no one talks about it. They don't really care that they're playing you. And I think we've probably managed to change a little bit of that already just four rounds in. So, I mean, that doesn't guarantee finals or guarantee success, but I'm really keen on trying to build a culture where we have the respect of the league. That was certainly something that I loved when I was a player, that we were certainly respected. It certainly helps when you're winning.
Absolutely. Talk to us about some of the kids, and I know that some are a product of what's been a pretty strong Colts side in playing in the Division 2 AFL Barn competition over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and that was exciting too, because probably two or three of our best last night were just Central's juniors, who have come right through, been good. Colts, Zach Anthony, we gave him the job on Braden Mitchell, who'd been dangerous for them. And not only did he shut him down, he just did a fantastic job down back to sort of win our best on-ground award. And then you had Jared Fletcher, who again is another talented 19-year-old who's come through the system. I've given him a bit of a different role this year. He's never played down back before, but we've been using him as our centre half back because he's got the sort of long Dustin Fletcher type limbs and he's a bit awkward and a bit gangly, but he's fantastic in the contest. And then, of course, last night, Jackson Smith was back in, which was good too. Another one of our young recruits, and also Aidan Sleep Dalton, who's a St. Joey's recruit as well, who's just been a fantastic get at the last minute. He sort of turned up in pre-season and yeah, so pretty excited about all the young players. And we still have other young players who have been, playing good footy throughout the year, but and just have a lot of upside, I think, in terms of their potential.
Yep. Next fortnight, Anarchy and Winchelsea, most football clubs say they're not looking more than 1 week in advance, but there's two very winnable games of footy ahead of you, ahead of the interleague break. 4-2, 5-1, either way, that record holds you in good stead and a real foundation to build on.
Yeah, look, it'll be good. I mean, when because I was new to the league, I did ask, you know, sort of how does that draw look for us? And, you know, and most people felt like, you know, there was winnable games in there. But previously, if you remember back to last year, I think we rolled into the start of the season and lost in round one to Anarchy. Yeah, and that, and so losses like that can really send you spinning as well. So we're not going to take anything for granted. We will be stronger next week. We went into this week probably with three or four key players still out, and so we're excited to get them back for Anarchy. And then it sounds like, you know, all things being equal, that Winchelsea could be one of the best sides at the comp at the moment. So we're excited to test ourselves against them. And actually speaking to the Geelong West coach last night, he said that he thought we were quite similar to Winchelsea, having played them earlier in the season. So sounds like that could be a good matchup as well.
Yeah, there's a couple of reports out of the game. On the other side, though, I understand Michael Lima was reported, and that will be referred straight to the match review panel. And also Josh Carkeek was reported as well for those playing along at home. He's been offered a week, and the Giants are determining whether they'll accept or challenge that at the tribunal. So we'll keep you across that over the next 24 to 48 hours. But Nick, enjoying being back in the GDFL. You've coached around the traps over the last decade or so.
Oh, I love it, mate. I've always had a soft spot for country footy, in particular having played mainly country footy in my sort of late juniors and early senior career. So, and of course, having so much success with Centrals as part of the GDFL, you know, almost 20 years ago now is, it's great to be back. I'm loving it. And I'm pretty excited that, I've got a great crew. I've got a great support team at the club. It's been great to have Simon Calvert back, and I think we're starting to draw a few of the old heads back to the club now, because they can see we're going in a pretty good direction. And yeah, we're excited because I think it's looking like, isn't it, by the results, that it's actually quite an even comp, you know, maybe aside from Inverley, who seem to be maybe a step above, but everyone else is beating everyone else. So that just gives you a chance, doesn't it, every week, which is exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Nick, great to have you back in the competition. You're a star in those three premierships back with Centrals at around the turn of the century, and you play with our old mate Bucky here at K-Rock. I think he's ready to see Centrals up and about as well.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. Look, I'm looking forward to bumping into Bucky at some stage. I mean, he certainly helped me get a few premierships back then, so it'd be great to catch up with him. And I know that he passionately follows us, and we've got a lot of ex-players who do the same, and we're really feeling like, I guess to a sense, you know, really focusing on building a positive culture and a place where people want to be, and a place that maybe can be the club of choice in our area, especially with the reshuffling, you know, of AFL Barwon and what that might end up settling like. It could end up being a real positive point of difference if we can start making our way through the divisions in the, you know, in the Geelong area. It'd be exciting.
Fantastic. Nick, really appreciate your time. Well done, and best of luck next week against Anarchy.
No worries, Tom. Thanks for your time, mate.
Nick Smith joining us here, coach of Werribee Central. You're listening to The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer.